All right, this meeting of the Conference Committee on HB 87 will come to order. The time is now, 9:35 a.m. Today is Friday, the 12th. Members present are, Senator Gardner, Senator Stevens, Senator Dunleavy, Representative Gaddis, Representative Drummond, and Representative Higgins. And let the record reflect, we have a quorum. We can conduct business. We are operating under Uniform Rules 42 on the conference committees. We will not be taking public testimony, but may take testimony by invitation only. Okay, there are two versions of HB 87 before the conference committee. Our House version is CSHB 87, and then the other Senate version is SCS CSHB 87. From education. The chair has prepared a conference committee substitute, which has been distributed to everybody. Everyone should have it. And with that, the vice chair, go ahead.
Mr. Chairman, I move to adopt conference committee substitute for House Bill 87-28LS0392-R as the working document.
And I will object for the purpose of discussion. So, with that, we'll have discussion. I think, Tim, you said you wanted to come talk quickly with put yourself on record and let us know what we decided on.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, my name is Tim Lampkin, staff to Senator Stevens. I wanted to clarify for administrative purposes to clarify that Representative Gaddis is not here. The record made it sound like she was. So the CS before you does three things. It maintains the Senate structure of keeping the governance of CESA with the Governor's Council of Disabilities with budgetary oversight and accountability through Department of Education. That's number one. Number two, it maintains the Senate version of a modest funding increase of the CESA's funding would be $1,865 per ADM in the state. That amounts to approximately $375,000 per fiscal year for the next 8 years. That's reflected in the fiscal note. That's number two. Number three then would extend the sunset in the House's version to June 30th, 2021. That concludes the summary of the changes, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Now, Vice Chair.
Mr. Chairman, can I just say that I appreciate your efforts, Chairman Higgins, and I think we've come with a great compromise here. We've worked together on it, and I think this is the right bill. It has a modest increase in funding, and we're going to 8 years, and I think everything we've done has worked out very well, and thank you for your efforts. So I have no further comments. And
I would echo those same comments. I think we've done a great job putting this together. So, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Then I would move to report Conference Committee substitute for House Bill 87-28LS0392-R from committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal note.
Okay. With that, seeing no objections, the committee has agreed on Conference Committee substitute version of House Bill 87. And we'll call brief at ease while we sign our documents.